The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're in for a treat because I have a wonderful organization here with me, Kristen Calder. She's the executive director of Literacy Coalition in Palm Beach County. A wonderful organization. I had the pleasure of attending your luncheon, Kristen. Thank you for having me the other day. And again, thank you to Spirit of Giving Network for allowing us to have this opportunity to share the wealth and knowledge of what's going on in our community with nonprofits. And I'm Kara Zimmerman, your host today. And Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. And I can't wait to hear all about it. And I know I'm just talking, because literacy is so important, and reading and getting all of our young people, adults up to speed and learning and really enjoying and getting excited about reading books. That's what you do.
Yes, thank you, Kara, for having me, and you're exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yes, our mission is to promote and achieve literacy while improving the lives of our community members, and that's really what we're all about. So we're working through a vast number of programs throughout the county to achieve literacy, but at the same time, we want to celebrate reading, so we're always looking for ways to promote it and to recognize children, youth, adults that are, finding innovative ways to support literacy and to get others around them to want to read, because there are actually probably as many illiterate people as there are illiterate people. So many people don't take the time to pick up a book and read for pleasure. They might read a manual at work, or they do so much reading during the day during their job. And so they know how to read, but they'd much rather watch something on TV or the news or in their spare time.
That is so true. I remember growing up and having my parents putting bookshelves in my room, and they were filled with Nancy Drew mysteries. I don't know if they're even around anymore, but it was so exciting to lay in bed. But that was before computers and all these other things that distract us. We have such a distracting world, and what you do is bring excitement back to us to read.
Yes, it is almost, on the verge of becoming a lost art or pastime for that very reason, because there are so many other things. And obviously, we live in a fabulous place where you can be outside almost all the time doing activities. And so there's a lot of things. But when it's time to cool off and come back in the air conditioning or late at night, it's a great thing for adults or parents to do with children to get them ready for bedtime. It's a wonderful tradition and actually routine, in the evening to let your child pick out a book. We do this at home in our family and with my youngest, who's 5. Oh. And there's a big collection of books, and he's so excited to pick which one book is going to come next and to get him ready for bed. And he knows that's part of his routine of getting him ready for bed. And, we have programs that through our family literacy programs where we try to teach that as well to parents who are still learning how to be parents, but maybe also learning English as a second language, trying to figure out, we have parent and child together time, or we call it PACT time, where we're trying to tell the parents good ways to interact with your child. And even if you aren't able to read the book, or you are, either way, what you can do to spend time with your child. And bedtime and a storybook in the evening or before nap time is such an easy way to do it. And it only takes a few minutes. And obviously, honestly, the parent feels just as good as the child does about that.
There's nothing like a good book, like where you can't wait to get home and read it, and you kind of hate for it to end.
Right. Do you remember that? I mean, I remember that as a child.
Yes.
We would go to the bookstore, and, I would read it in the car on the way home, and you just read it. I would read it until it was finished, and then it would go on the shelf, and I'd have to wait for the next edition or the next series book to come out.
And so true.
We're fortunate that we have so many libraries in the county system We have our, you know, the city and municipal libraries. So we have so many ways even for people to get access to free books. And in the libraries, you know, they have so many other things, that you, obviously the computers and the DVDs, but the resources are there for sharing. And obviously we have great booksellers too. But even for those that, you know, can't go out and buy a new book for $15, we have so many resources. And even at the Literacy Coalition, you know, we have books that we donate for the community that others have donated to us. And so we're, you know, we have this great resource at our Bloom Literacy Center where our offices are housed, but we have a huge book distribution center, and that's where we store the books that go out for specific programs. You know, as I was saying, we have a dozen all over the county, from Jupiter to Boca, all the way out to Belglade, and we use the books in those programs, but we also share them with other community-based organizations like that are in the Spirit of Giving Network, and we're very much in alignment with the thinking of Spirit of Giving is, you know, if you have extra of a resource, to share it with someone who doesn't have as much, and vice versa, so that we make the best use of our of all of our resources. And that's what the coalition does, bringing people together. So we have people that donate books to us, and then we're able to, in turn, share those with the community, with other community-based organizations, or with other individuals specifically. Sometimes schools call us and say, we'd love to have, you know, books for the kids. And so we accept gently used books. Sometimes we get brand new books. Barnes & Noble has been very kind. The one in Palm Beach Gardens, for example, chose us during the holidays to be the recipient of their book drive that they did. So we received thousands of brand new books that were donated for that. And our Literacy AmeriCorps members share those books in Books for Barbers, where they go out to barbershops and have little book stands. We also have the Little Free Library concept. We're working on getting those books shared in places like Park Avenue Barbecue, and they have several locations throughout the county. A few select McDonald's are doing these like book nooks, just making books present and available. And the best part is free. So they were available for the sharing.
Free is good. Free might get you to read a little more, right?
Yes, exactly.
That is fascinating. You know, because there's not that many places anymore. I used to take all my books over to Brandeis Bookstore, and then they left in the Boca area. And there's not that many places. You know, when people are moving or coming down and you've got all these hardcover books, now we know that we can go to Literacy Coalition, the Bloom Center. You'll tell us later the address, and you'll take our books, and then we know they're not getting tossed.
Exactly.
They're going to go out in the community.
Right. And obviously they've meant something to the people that have kept them, because
yes,
they, you know, just one read isn't enough. And we're happy to keep sharing that as a resource. And it's wonderful to see the books that come in through our Literacy Center.
What is your vision as the executive director? What do you hope to accomplish, let's say, in this year? What are the things on fire that are happening that you're doing
year? We have a new initiative, and it's a youth initiative, and it's called Reader Corps. And it came out of, for years we had done the American Girl Fashion Show for 4 years, and that was fantastic. We held it in Boca. And it was so fantastic to engage young girls who were interested in being a part of this, to learn about different parts of history when the American girls, the dolls, based on the time period of which they represent. And it was wildly successful. And we had a very successful component in it with a readathon. And so the girls that were the models also were reading books and going out and collecting donations. So there was a great way that they understood they weren't just walking the runway in the costume from someone from the 1860s or the 1920s, but they were also doing something to help others, you know, have an opportunity to either, you know, get books in their home or to, you know, better their reading skills. So the national company, the parent company of American Girl, decided that they would no longer offer the fashion show as a fundraiser for nonprofits across the country. And they did this for more than 20 years. And so we had to reevaluate and say, well, how are we going to still engage our youth? Because we didn't want to miss that market that we were finally gaining some traction with. So we came up with the Reader Corps idea. And the best part is now that it's not just for the girls, it's also for the boys. And there's no age limit, really, other than school age, we think kindergarten through the 12th grade. And the idea is to create meaningful service opportunities for our youth while also celebrating reading. So in that is the readathon component. So students can sign up and just document every couple of weeks. They get a little email reminder once they've signed up, and they document how many books they've read. We've gone to area businesses like Boomers and other, you know, kid-friendly places, restaurants, and they've donated prizes to us. So once the kids log in what they've read, we send them free books and free prizes and stickers and bookmarks just for reading. It's completely free.
So how do they sign up? Like how does it get promoted? Do the teachers at schools?
We have contacted all schools from the school district of Palm Beach County, charter schools, private schools. We've even reached out to homeschool families. Obviously, shows like this are a great opportunity for your listeners. It's so simple to go to literacypbc.org and look for the ReaderCore logo and sign up. And so the youth have a chance to do that. And the high schoolers are coming to us more and more frequently looking for ways to earn community service hours and wanting to support literacy. So the other component of that is that the students can organize book drives. They can organize reading days where maybe they organize the older students to read to younger students, almost like a mentor or as a reading buddy. We also have a student who is going to an assisted living facility and trying to coordinate that for some of her students to do that, and help her to as part of her service project. And then, through book drives and other ideas of ways that we're looking for really the youth to come up with, what would they like to do? How would they like to support literacy and get the community service hours that way? So it really is to encourage reading and celebrate reading and to engage our youth to want to do this.
Is there a really popular book that's going on right now that they want to read? Like, you know, I know my son was always like, of course, you know, the Harry Potter was just, he couldn't get his nose out of those books. And then there was Lemony Snicket. I remember we had like the series, but is there like a hot author right now with the teens or the youth that maybe we could donate those books to your ReaderCore?
Yeah, James Patterson has some new books that are coming out for middle school age. And we're very excited. He's actually a part of our ReaderCore happenings. And we have a finale coming up on April 26th. And we have some exciting news about that. But you have to be a member of the ReaderCore to sign up.
Community. literacypbc.org, ReaderCore, right?
That's right.
Get on board.
Yes.
Don't slack on this.
That's right. You've still got time. We have till April 26th for the finale celebration, and you want to be a member before that to get invited to this special ceremony and celebration.
Well, where is it going to be?
At the Bloom Literacy Center.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We are so thrilled to have our own facility.
Thank you, the Blooms family, for that.
Yes, you know, the vision of Mrs. Bloom was for us to have a permanent home for literacy in Palm Beach County. And what it has done for us has completely put us on the map, literally, but opened the doors for us to share our resources even more from our fabulous training facility where our 40 Literacy AmeriCorps members meet every Friday to train, our board of directors, the adult literacy providers for the county, the children's literacy providers. So anyone working with children's literacy, whether it be another organization, a cultural organization, or just a community-based organization that has a youth or children's component and wants to tie literacy into that. We have authors, young adult authors, different booksellers, anybody related to children's literacy. So it's allowed us to have fantastic space to share and bring people together, which is exactly what a coalition should do. So we couldn't think of a better place than our Bloom Literacy Center to host the finale of the ReaderCore activities.
Seriously.
On April 26th.
You know, Kristen, I remember volunteering for you way back when you were in the Bank of America building in Del Rey.
Yes.
And like we were bumping into each other, walking sideways down the hall.
Yes.
You know, to get room for each other. And then when I heard you were getting your own building, it was like, wow, if any organization needs it, you sure did, because you had no space to
right.
do this all this work that you're you're telling us
thank
about.
Thank you. And I really have to thank, as you said, the Blooms and our generous community,
community
support.
For sure.
Because it's money that the Literacy Coalition would never have spent on ourselves. But having that kind of support and vision from the Blooms and from you know, the generous community members and folks that had supported and volunteered with us for many years, it really was a resounding affirmation of support. And
you're doing good work.
Yes.
That I know that we were talking about the fact that you can you have been able to actually see the difference, you know, through your questionnaires and your surveys, and you are making a difference in the community, because if we can raise our community up so that they can read, that's even saving tax dollars and everything else all across the board, what the work that you're doing. And when we come back, I want to hear more about how we can help you and website information, and just to hear more about the Reader Corps and the program. So thank you so much, Kristen. We'll be right back with a commercial.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Welcome back, nonprofit community. Again, thank you, Spirit of Giving Network, for this opportunity, and Literacy Coalition. Thank you so much, Kristen Calder, Executive Director, for being here with me today. I know how busy you are. You already went to two events before you got here, and but your passion and your grace and your presence in our community, I just can't thank you enough, because just being around you makes me want to help more and making sure that our listeners engage in this Reader Corps. Tell us more, because I know that's your finale, and
yes,
we really want to finish strong and really help the kids get excited about reading.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you again for having me to share
yes.
all about the good work that we're doing. And it is. It's easy to be passionate about
yeah.
it, because we're transforming lives.
Transforming.
Whether
exactly.
we're you know, helping children learn to read, helping adults you know, learn literacy skills so that they can succeed not only in school but also in life, to earn a living wage, to support their families. It's the it's an important part of the whole cycle of everything we do, because the better job they get, the more food that they can put on their table with the better job, and be an inspiration for their own children to value education. And our Reader Corps is our newest initiative, and it's for our youth, and it's so exciting. It's a great way for children, you know, kindergarten through 12th grade, to get excited about reading. So whether it means they're reading and collecting pledges through the readathon, or just even reading and keeping track of what they read to earn prizes for free, it's a great celebration for them. They also can earn community service hours, which is really fantastic. Our youth, and they're required to, earn so many hours doing community service. And it's a great thing that they can do to organize book drives or reading days, or come up with their own innovative ways to support literacy. It's really fantastic. So we're looking forward to sign up as many students as possible at literacypbc.org. And once we do that, they have until April 26th, when we'll have our big finale celebration with a fantastic surprise author. And we're just thrilled that we're going to get to recognize the students and the schools and the organizations that have really gone above and beyond to come up with some fantastic ways or efforts to support literacy.
And I'm sure you have teacher support, too, because the more their students are excited about reading, that ties into homework and not struggling, and
it completely
the whole
does.
Cycle, right?
It does. Our greatest partners at the Literacy Coalition are the school district of Palm Beach County and the library system and other community-based organizations. And for example, in the school district right now, one of our most recent programs, which is in its third year, but considering we've been around for 28 years, this is one of our newest programs, is called Building Better Readers. And what we have done is trained more than 100 volunteers. And when I say trained them, you know, we sat down with the school district and said, let's look at the techniques you're using in the classroom so we can put together a volunteer tutor training curriculum that will support the teacher. And looking at the campaign for grade level reading, and it's so important for children to be reading on grade level. And you kind of hear that if, you know, if anybody's talking about reading, that third grade is that magical age. Because up to third grade, you're learning to read. But once you finish third grade and start fourth grade, you have to be able to read to learn the information. So if you are not a good reader at that point, you don't just fall behind in language arts. You have to be able to read the science and the social studies and even math problems. You know, there's so many other, you know, subjects that then start the downward spiral if you're not a good reader. So as a result of that, we said, let's train all of these community volunteers. Some are retired teachers. Some have, you know, PhDs, some have, you know, really highly educated people, but we also just have retirees that want to help. And with this training, they can do that. So we have them working with first and second grade students twice a week. And the most important thing is it's one-to-one training and reading that they're doing with these first and second grade students. We're at more than 25 schools all over Palm Beach County. And the results are phenomenal. The idea is that we will get them to increase their reading skills to get them closer to being on grade level. And the tutors that are volunteering, they say they get just as much out of it as their children do because it's so rewarding. And the great part about literacy and why one of the reasons I love my job.
Do you really? I couldn't tell.
is first of all, it's not controversial in any way because there's nothing that you could say that's not good about empowering someone by teaching them to read to change their life. And secondly, it's so tangible. You know, you actually see it when the child gets the word right, when they can read the sentence and they, you know, they start out not being able to read it. And then by the end of the session, they can read it. They get it. And now they want to read more because let's face it, who wants to do something that they're not very good at?
Yeah.
And
confidence building.
It's huge.
Right?
And so our tutors also say that in addition to the reading at level that they're getting, these children thrive on that one-to-one attention because in the classroom they don't get that.
I mean, they're so crowded, and not only that, like you say, maybe there's a mentor situation as well. Like
just knowing somebody cares about you.
Can you imagine?
And so that's what we're always looking for volunteers. You know, to whether it be to help us put together things for one of our after-school program, or to, you know, volunteer in our Building Better Readers program, actually as a tutor. We also have our family literacy programs for after-school reading enrichment help. In Delray, we have that for students that are elementary up through middle school. And then we also need people to work with our adult learners because those are usually, you know, people that haven't had a chance to learn to read by adulthood. And that takes a great commitment, but we need tutors and volunteers of all kinds to work with a lot of different people.
So with that said, tell us, how do we become a volunteer or a tutor? How does that process work? Where do we call and what
you
do we do? Because I think we'd like to do that.
Yeah, and the best part is you could come once a year and be a reader, or you could come twice a week. So we welcome, regardless of your time and ability to, you know, your time commitment that you have available, we'll find a way. I never want to turn anyone away because I know that everybody that comes to us really wants to be a part of the solution. And we really want to be inclusive and to accept that help because it's going to take a lot of us to get this accomplished. So if you're interested in volunteering, visit our website, which is literacypbc.org. And on the website, there are ways that you can find out about volunteering. You'll also see something about our Literacy AmeriCorps, which is a year of service, kind of like the Domestic Peace Corps. And we are actively recruiting for the 2017-2018 year. And those AmeriCorps members serve as graduation coaches, as reading tutors, work with a lot of different organizations all over the county, and we're actively recruiting for that. But there's information about volunteering, about our AmeriCorps opportunities, and then you can also call us. Our number is 561-279-9103. And when you call or when you're on our website, you'll see tutor training when we have the next tutor trainings. And if you don't see one, you can always still, let us know that you're interested. So we'll alert you when we have the next one coming. And in the meantime, always try to find a good fit for you. There are so many ways that we can use help.
I'm thrilled. I'm definitely going to call. I know that. And about the AmeriCorps, is that... would that be more like students, like college students for the AmeriCorps?
So it is mostly recent college graduates, and they do earn a stipend of a little more than $12,000 for the year, which has to cover all of their living expenses. And at the end of the year and the thousands of hours that they donate, they do also earn an education award for it as well. So it's a great thing, especially for transitional, for recent college graduates who are looking to have a year to figure out what they want to do. Sometimes they say, you know, the best way to find out who you are is to lose yourself and others. That's
so true. So true.
Very famous quote. But I do think that's true. And I think that our AmeriCorps members are so special because just like our Building Better Reader tutors work with the first and second graders, the AmeriCorps members are doing that, serving as graduation coaches and being an important person for others. And Kara, I just wanted to tell you about one other thing that we're having in relation to Reader Corps is the American Girl Fashion Show on April 8th. Okay. It's not the fashion show, but we're having an American Girl event at Barnes & Noble in Boca Raton all day on April 8th.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Good luck. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.